Top officials of organized labor are battling over the future of their movement. At a meeting in Las Vegas this week, leaders of the AFL-CIO argued over how to reorganize and attract more union members. The group's largest union, the Service Employees International, has threatened to leave if the AFL-CIO doesn't radically change its strategy. After decades of declining membership, such a loss could be devastating. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from Las Vegas.
The American labor movement hasn't seen this kind of soul-searching for at least a decade. Leaders agree that organized labor is in bad shape, but they're divided over how to fix it. The AFL-CIO is labor's umbrella organization. Dissident unions have demanded that the group give back up to $35 million in dues so unions can do more organizing. This week, AFL-CIO leaders rejected that amount as too high. Andy Stern heads the Service Workers Union, which has threatened to leave. He says the AFL-CIO's leadership has failed to offer a vision to save the movement.
What we all want to do is restore the strength of workers in our country. And we can't do it by growing smaller. We have to grow stronger. And what I was disappointed is I don't think there is another plan yet for growth. And I happen to personally, and this is just my personal belief, do not put my faith in elected officials of either party to change the lives of our members alone.
Rich Trumka is the AFL-CIO Secretary Treasurer. He said the group's leaders support more money for organizing, but also want to emphasize political mobilization. Trumka said the group has to work on electing more politicians to reverse trade and labor laws that have made it so difficult to organize and retain U.S. jobs.
And without change in political climate, you can't attack those policies, those public policies that are eating away at not only the American labor movement, but the fabric of America. Without a change in those policies, you can't simply organize fast enough to get in front of them. That's why we have to wed the two together.
The debate over labor's future will continue this spring. The service workers and other dissident unions represent about 5 million people. They say they will take their issues to a vote at the AFL-CIO's convention this July in Chicago. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Las Vegas.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.